Over 20 years ago, the nation was shocked by the videotape of Rodney King being beaten by Los Angeles police officers as they attempted to arrest him for drunken driving. The tape was recorded by a private citizen from his balcony and quickly became part of history. Since then, the advent of cheap and easy recording devices, particularly those found in ubiquitous cell phones, have allowed private citizens to record many interactions between citizens and police officers, except in Illinois, where such a recording, if it has sound, is illegal. The Illinois Eavesdropping Act makes it a felony to record any conversation without the consent of all parties, regardless of whether the conversation is private. In addition, the recording of a police officer without consent is a Class 1 felony, similar to second-degree murder. This Illinois statute is somewhat rare. 38 states allow for recording of oral conversations by citizens as long as at least one party to the conversation consents. Other states allow for exceptions for public conversations or conversations with public officials. However, the Illinois statute has no such exceptions. As you might guess, this statute has led to some unfair consequences. Recently, some of the citizens that have been arrested range from Annabelle Malongo, who spent 20 months in jail waiting for resolution of her arrest for recording 3 phone calls with the Cook County Reporter's Office. An Illinois state judge refused to apply the statute in her case, calling it unconstitutional in July 2012. Prior to that, in August 2011, Trawanda Moore's case was dismissed by a different state judge after she spent 2 weeks in jail on charges of recording police officers who were trying to pressure her into not filing sexual harassment charges against another officer. The ACLU filed a lawsuit in 2010 asking for, among other things, a declaratory judgment that the Illinois Eavesdropping Act was unconstitutional as applied to police officers performing public duties in public places. In 2012, the Seventh Circuit refused to dismiss this case, saying that it had a substantial likelihood of success on the merits. In other words, the federal appellate court held that the statute would most likely be held unconstitutional under First Amendment free speech grounds at trial. In November 2012, the Supreme Court of the United States refused to hear an attack on that decision. The case returns this month to the trial court. So where does that leave the validity of the Illinois Eavesdropping Act? The most efficient way to address this conundrum is for the General Assembly to amend the law to make it constitutional. Several bills have been introduced to remedy the problem. One way would be to create an exception for recording peace officers performing their public duties in public places. However, one bill attempting to do just that was voted down recently, 45-59, in the House. Other bills remain pending, including one to simply exempt recordings made with the consent of just one party. What are the arguments for the Illinois Eavesdropping Act, even if it is out of step with modern technology and other states' laws? Some argue that recording gives citizens the opportunity to alter recordings in their favor. However, technology is generally available to make that possibility not very likely. Others argue that recording interactions will undermine the performance of officers acting in good faith. However, recording interactions many times works in favor of the police, which is why police officers are allowed to record traffic stops without consent. Arguing against transparency is tricky, but apparently such arguments are winning in the Illinois State Legislature. This is Christine Hurt.